Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, May 13th. OPP say one person is dead after drowning in the Saugeen River in Paisley. South Bruce OPP, Bruce County paramedics, and Aaron Eldersley firefighters responded to a report of an individual in distress in the Saugeen River around 1:30 Monday afternoon. Police say the individual was brought to shore by bystanders who performed life-saving measures but were unsuccessful. A 25-year-old from Georgetown was pronounced dead. Their identity will not be released to respect the family's privacy. The OPP hasn't released any additional information. Owen Sound Police say they have located the white Honda Civic believed to have been involved in a fatal hit-and-run collision. A male pedestrian was hit and killed at about 3 Saturday morning in the area of 5th Street East and 5th Avenue East. Police say the vehicle has been seized by investigators who are doing a forensic examination. They say while it's a significant development in the investigation, they continue to appeal to the community for any information that might be helpful. Police say if you have any information that could help, no matter how minor it may seem, to please contact them. Four students from Hanover's John Diefenbaker Senior School are enjoying a victory at this year's Science Olympics. The event is hosted by the Nuclear Innovation Institute in Port Elgin. 18 teams from Bruce, Gray, and Huron counties gathered for a competition last week. The winning team was made up of Ava Morick, Millie Montañez, Sebastian Watt, and Cole Shank. The Science Olympics are made up of challenges that span multiple scientific branches, including physics, biology, chemistry, math, and earth science. Prime Minister Mark Carney announced his new cabinet today. Some positions of note: Anita Anand is Foreign Affairs Minister. Melanie Joly is now Industry Minister. Sean Fraser is Minister of Justice and Attorney General. François-Philippe Champagne is still Finance Minister. David McGuinty is Minister of National Defense. And Chrystia Freeland is Minister of Transport and Internal Trade. In sports, the second round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continued tonight. Game 4 between the Winnipeg Jets and Dallas Stars. That's underway at 8. The Stars lead the series 2-1. The Maple Leaf Panthers game goes tomorrow in Toronto. The series is tied 2-2. The Leafs goaltender Anthony Stolarz was on the ice this morning ahead of the team's practice. His status remains uncertain after missing the past 3 games with a head injury suffered in the series opener. In the Professional Women's Hockey League playoffs, Game 3 in the Montreal-Ottawa matchup, that's tied 1-1. The London Knights will try for a commanding 3-1 series lead over the Oshawa Generals, Game 4 of the OHL Championship Series this evening. The Blue Jays open a 3-game set at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Jays have won 4 in a row. And in the NBA playoffs, Game 5's in the Indiana-Cleveland and Denver-Oklahoma second-round series. The Pacers can advance with a win, while the Nuggets and Thunder are tied 2-2. Checking the forecast. Cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of showers. The wind becoming light, a low of 15. A chance of showers tomorrow and a risk of a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. A high of 22, feeling like 26 with the humidity. Right now it's 21 degrees in Lion's Head, 23 in Walkerton, 22 in Meaford, and it's 24 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.